Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
Yes, it's that time of the week again where we rekindle that sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan E. Mord before he heads out into the islands in the middle of the Pacific with his family. And I'm so glad to have you with us tonight. We got loads of stories to cover, Jonathan. Never a shortage of things to talk about.
We do have many, many things, Robert, to talk about. There are a lot of threats to liberty out there, and I have my sword out of its scabbard ready to go. So you just lead the way, Robert.
Well, one of the things I want to get to a little bit later is this idea of the awareness or a litmus test for presidents, you know, as far as running for president, who we would say we could support or not support. We've got a lot of things we've covered over the, you know, the weeks and months we've been doing the show together, and you prior to us coming together to do the show regularly. And so I want to get into that concept of what would be a good thing to kind of assess if a president to be would be a legitimate, good constitutional president. But hold that thought. First and foremost, the American Medical Association is saying it wants to establish a super PAC to get more doctors into places of power within government. And I find this rather interesting, Jonathan, because one of the things that some have argued, and you might even agree with this, that there may be too many lawyers in positions of power in our government that you have to do battle with.
Vote for Ben Carson.
Yeah.
You want a doctor in the
doctor in the White House, Ben Carson. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't go for that because by and large the AMA has been one of the most liberal institutions in the sense that they have advocated Obamacare, even before that a single payer system, a government welfare system for medicine. So they're out of sync with the mainstream in medicine, which is more conservative by a long shot. And they advocate positions that really are horrible for us. They deprive people of freedom of choice. They deprive people of individual liberty. Mm-hmm. They, on the medical side of things, they really are horrible because they have advocated the pharma position, by and large, in favor of even unsafe drugs, protecting drugs from attack in the marketplace and, I mean, a critical assessment of certain drugs. So it's not a good institution. There are many people who have been advocates of integrative medicine, alternative medicine, who have been given short shrift by the American Medical Association. And it's a closed-minded guild. And
yeah,
I'm not a fan of it.
Points of origin, you know, we like to learn from history. Why was the American Medical Association founded? With the express intent and purposes of including wiping out its competition. Primarily homeopathic medicine at the time, of course, herbal and eclectic medicine, anything else that might be considered something that would eke on what they perceived to be a turf, a monopoly to be, which is what they helped to establish with the Rockefeller Carnegie Foundations, the Flexner Report of 1910. And I just did, for our good friend Jerry Doyle, a two-part commentary on the Obamacare collapse with the Supreme Court ruling to be, that we anticipate that if they rule correctly, that the subsidies to exchanges that don't exist are not constitutional or in the law. Concerned, though, of course, what is the Republican plan? And it's a little bit of freedom within a medical monopoly. Even they do not really get it. They don't know their own history.
Well, that's very well said, Robert. I'm I would not be quick to speculate on what the Supreme Court will do. I'm not a mind reader, and I've always considered it to be foolish to anticipate what the court will do, what any court will do. But anything is possible in light of the original Obamacare decision. I mean, no one would have predicted. No one predicted that outcome. Who knows? It's a highly politically charged environment. Based on the plain language of the statute, there's really no question but that the states had to establish exchanges for the subsidies to be available, and that the, you know, they had to have federal exchanges otherwise. And the effort to read into the statute something that isn't there would be a most unfortunate thing, but not something that is unprecedented, unfortunately, in the history of the court. So something could happen. A political coalition could arise, and we could see some strange decision which doesn't uphold the rule of law and basically usurps the legislative power. This is the statute we have. This is the statute that should be respected and disrespected, frankly. But,
yes.
The language of the statute should be accepted for what it is, and if that is true, then yes, the subsidy regime will come down. Yes, it's going to bankrupt Obamacare, but will they get rid of it, or will Congress pass something? I doubt Congress will pass anything, but what will happen? Will HHS do something? Will Obama rule by his pen and phone instead of waiting for Congress? Anything, really, anything is possible with this president, so...
You actually have, they speculated that some Republicans are frightened that the Supreme Court might rule against Obamacare and thereby, you know, collapse it for all intents and purposes. And then the Republicans that don't understand this issue feel like that they're on the negative side of the next election cycle with no real solution to the health care crisis, which was manufactured because let's face it, again, in a monopoly, you never have affordability, you don't have innovation, you don't have efficiency, all the things that, as I said, I'm very disappointed in these Republicans, with the exception, and we'll get to that, of a few that may understand the history here and might say, I'm really going to support a free market in healing and health and health care.
You know, Robert, in my book, Restore the Republic, I provide a proposal which I think would come in handy here, which is to say, my proposal was to eliminate Obamacare, eliminate government involvement in Medicare, Medicaid, and so on, and instead create a tax incentive system where individuals, corporations, could make tax-deductible contributions to hospitals and to individuals in need, and in exchange for each dollar paid to a person who has a dire need for medical help but has no financial wherewithal to do it, or to a hospital that will provide aid to the indigent to help cover medical expenses. For every dollar so spent, you would get a dollar and a half tax deduction. Now, this would create a huge private sector expansion of largesse in the direction of caring for the needy, and it would be far more efficient than any government system in its distribution, in that need would drive the choice of providing the support. In-kind delivery of services could be used in lieu of cash, you know. And these institutions that provide medical care would have a financial interest in providing that medical care to the indigent. So it would expand the scope of care, and it wouldn't interfere with the free market operations otherwise functioning. It would divest us from this awful system that's grossly inflating the cost of health insurance and is denying people freedom of choice among different kinds of health care plans. And it would restore more of a free market in this area, while at the same time, for those who are suddenly bumped off of Obamacare, it would create an instantaneous infusion of capital from the private sector to fill this void. And in the end, you know, that while Obamacare is reaching a very large audience these days, it still is not doing what it was intended to do, and it can't, because it simply is impossible for government to efficiently provide a system that leads the private sector to a result that is contrary to market incentives. People don't want it. People are taking it who are in extreme need and can't be insured otherwise. But as far as most people, particularly the young people that they said they were depending upon in order to provide the funding for this thing, most are not jumping on board, and they're willing to pay a tax penalty in order to avoid getting involved in it.
Yeah, some have said that the Obamacare mandate and everything that surrounds it is like you got a roof leak, and instead of going to fix the roof, you blow up the house. You know, it's like, what the heck were they thinking?
Exactly.
They
right.
created so many more problems. And as I've said, you know, you know me, I'm a purist. I go back to origin points. I try to learn from history and try to impact those here. And I know you do as well in so many things that you're doing in D.C. and elsewhere. The recognition that, and of course your book Restore the Republic, which I endorse heartily, and I encourage everybody, if you have not read it, there's so much good things in so many good things in there. That concept of free market, our friends in the Republican Party, very few of them really understand what a free market is anymore, because they've lived their whole lives under a managed economy to various degrees.
What's most shocking to me is that they don't, you're right about that, but they also don't understand what individual liberty means. They don't mm-hmm. really appreciate what individual liberty means. They don't appreciate that individual liberty is the absence of government restraint, coercion. And they also endorse the present system, which is by and large an administrative law system in which the legislative, executive, and judicial powers are all combined in one, so that the party that is prosecuting you is also the judge. Now, there's no justice in that. There's only tyranny in that sort of system. And yet that represents the vast majority of interactions between the federal government and the individual. It's not... We have abandoned the constitutional system, which invested exclusively in the legislature the power to make law. Now almost nine-tenths of all federal law is not the product of those we elect, but the product of the unelected heads of the bureaucratic agencies.
Within the executive branch, technically, yes?
Legislative and executive agencies, but nevertheless, it's all the same in that the people who are running these things are unelected, and they rule without any accountability to the people. It's really a dictatorship within our republic, and it really is a principal element of governance these days, so... We've lost our republic. We have bureaucratic oligarchies, you and I have said many times.
So those of you who will vote in the next presidential election, how do you know the candidate and if they would actually do something different than other candidates or other presidents previous? We're going to ask Jonathan E. Moore that next, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is
Excellent.
Ty
Bollinger. You led perfectly into the administrative side of things, so now we get to the
I want you to know some very important information.
Yes,
In 1985,
want
President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the
administrative agencies
restore
the legislative power to Congress.
Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy.
And
now you can protect yourself.
Can we go through any of
the
superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell? If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don's going to blast the link to Restore the Republic, Jonathan Emord's fantastic book. On just what it says. Well, how can we restore this republic? And if you haven't picked up that book, by all means, order it online. They'll get it to you, and you will be well educated on subject matter that very few people are educating on. That's why we go Sacred Fire of Liberty each and every Thursday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Now, you mentioned administrative law. Litmus test. One of the things we've talked about off the air is about dismantling the administrative agencies. In fact, we might have talked about it on the air, but that may be the litmus test for a presidential candidate who will actually do something different. But I don't want to assume that the people understand what you're saying when you say, I want a candidate who says he will dismantle the administrative agencies. What would we hear?
Well, there are two things that really need to be done. One is to, as I said, eliminate the administrative agencies in exchange for a restoration of the original Constitution where all legislative power was in the hands of the legislature. What do we mean by administrative agencies? Well, we mean things like the Federal Communications Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Trade Commission. And you say, oh, my goodness, what if we get rid of the FDA? How are we to be protected against unsafe drugs or unsafe foods and so on? Well, the existing departments, Justice Department, for example, have the power to prosecute parties that violate the law and invade individual rights, and so do the states and localities. So it's not that we're absolutely defenseless, it's that we are restored to a position where parties are responsible for their own conduct. If they do things that hurt others, they're responsible for that, and they're prosecuted under federal law in federal courts. Instead of having a system which really is a system to invade property rights and reassign them and determine the outcome of battles based on an expeditious but unjust system of jurisprudence, where the judge in the administrative agency, the ultimate judge, is also the party that created the rule and is enforcing it. So you have the prosecutor serving as a judge, Well, that's not justice, that's tyranny. So to bring back the separation of powers and to restore a just system, a constitutional system in line with our original constitution, you have to eliminate these executive and legislative agencies and restore the power back to Congress. And if Congress wishes to have the Justice Department pursue legal action on one matter or another or declare to be criminal certain actions, then the people's elected representatives should vote in favor of those things, not delegate away the legislative and executive powers of government to unaccountable, independent agencies of the federal government, which is what it has done. Over 250 federal agencies exist today and rule like fiefdoms that are tyrannical. The EPA is a great example of it. So what would be the litmus test? I think we should ask those who are running for office, will you dismantle the administrative agencies and restore power back to Congress and the courts? Will you get rid of the system of administrative agency jurisprudence through the administrative law judges under the Administrative Procedure Act? That system has again been invaded and besmirched by the agencies lording over their ALJs and having the ultimate say-so over what the law is in those agencies. So ALJs are not independent judges. They're not like Article III judges. Ultimately, they have to answer to the agency heads who serve as the ultimate judge in these cases. So there's no justice in a system like that. It's a European system. It has been one that has been adopted and used in the United States since the 1950s, and it has been disastrous for us because it has caused so many individuals, to have their rights violated and not be able to afford to finally get an appeal outside of that system to a federal courts to get a just decision. It's caused the federal courts to bend over backwards and give deferential review to decisions of administrative agencies, even though had the matter been brought originally in a federal court, different outcomes and different determinations would have been made, different assessments of facts by judges in Article III courts. So it has shot down justice in this country. It is a threat to individual liberty. It has thwarted the Constitution's powers to protect individual liberty, and we need to get rid of it. And candidates should answer to that and tell us, will they do it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a soft administrative tyranny until you're targeted by the administrative agencies, like FTC, like FDA. And we'll talk about that, maybe run through some of the candidates run and see who might even be aware that this was a problem, because I realize so few on the campaign trail ever bring it up. We'll do so after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barricaro, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me, and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2 or molecular hydrogen can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And doing it even better with Jonathan E. Mord. Combating what we might diagnose as a principal deficiency disease. You know, the people have no principles that are supporting the candidates with no principles, and what do you expect we get? Now, Jonathan, you talked in great detail about dismantling the administrative agencies as a real key litmus test for folks to say, okay, would this president actually do something different than others? I mean, besides being in a different party, would they actually do something that would mean a difference for the people? In other words, more freedom, less onerous restrictions, less forms of administrative tyranny. And that's the question we have now in terms of looking at this bunch of candidates. Primarily on the Republican side, because so far we only have Hillary Clinton and avowed socialist Bernie Sanders. Seems like a nice enough guy, but socialism's not our thing. So if we were to go through some of the candidates and make commentary, I want you to start with the candidate that was actually president that you worked with and for. That would be President Ronald Reagan and his perspective here.
Well, Ronald Reagan was a true believer. He was an ideologue, and he did not believe that, for example, the Federal Trade Commission should exist or that the Department of Education should exist. And he was for deregulation. In fact, during his administration, when I was at the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC did the extraordinary thing of rolling back radio regulation, allowing in Docket 8090 for thousands of channels and then thousands of television channels to come into existence that didn't exist before when they had these anti-competitive restrictive regulations. And they got rid of the fairness doctrine, and they got rid of most content regulation, they got rid of, they lessened ownership rules and so forth, all to create this extraordinary free market in radio, which it begot talk radio, which is, you know, the reason why you're on the air and why talk radio
Absolutely.
Hosts across the country
yeah,
on
I am
the air.
Grateful for Ronald Reagan. Reagan, we wouldn't have talk radio the way it is, and the debate and discussion that's happened, whether you like it or not, it's an entertaining, engaging, informative format that wasn't in existence in the same way because of fairness doctrine and other issues of regulation. So,
Right. Yes,
we acknowledge that, but there are other things that Reagan was for dismantling.
Sure, he was taking, you'll remember James Watt at the Department of Interior, who was successfully lambasted by the liberal media. They destroyed him, and he had to leave office. But he was going to dismantle the excessive Park Service and BLM regulations that have been driving ranchers out of existence. And my good friend, who is the head of the public printer's office, public printer of the United States, Danford Sawyer, he basically deregulated that so that all this stuff that used to be printed in mass quantities and distributed to nowhere but fill warehouses of government warehouses with published material, he moved towards digitizing everything, essentially, towards making everything available through either internet type of sources or on disks or whatever, mm-hmm. and diminish the size of this huge bureaucracy that had been created and reduce the amount of publication that was coming out of the government in favor of digital means. But over and over and over again across the administrative agencies, efforts were undertaken to deregulate. But after Reagan left, re-regulation happened during George W. Bush's regime,
mm-hmm.
and George H.W. Bush's regime, and then after that, obviously, in the Democratic regimes, and then even with George W. Bush, there was this huge year after year after year massive expansion of the federal regulatory establishment to such an extent now that really it's impossible to get anywhere in business without coming into contact with a whole host of regulations that severely limit your options and dramatically increase your costs. So these are huge barriers to entry that make it impossible for people to have upward mobility. It snuffs out the engine of free enterprise in this country. And unless we dismantle it and get rid of it and rely instead on, rather than prior restraint, which is the hallmark of the regulatory agencies, that is, preventing you from making a choice on the supposition that the mere exercise of the choice will increase the likelihood of certain effects that are said not to be in the public interest, rather than prosecute those who have caused injury, you presume
Right.
The people will cause injury even if they won't, and then you prevent them from doing acts that otherwise would be freely chosen if they wish.
Well, it's pre-crime. So, I mean, this is science fiction brought to light over the time of the bureaucratic oligarchy's growth, is that we will prevent you from doing something that we think you will do, even if you're not necessarily going to do it. We don't want you to even go there. Of course, that's pre-crime, and it's not science fiction. It exists in our current government.
So we have experienced this huge loss in freedom, in economic liberty, and in individual civil liberty, and the effect of that has been extraordinary, so much so that people don't even realize that the reason why you have such a hard time moving up the ladder in the United States when it used to be so common to do that is not because people in business and industry wouldn't like to invent things and expand their markets and reach new people and come up with new ways of employing people and so on. It's because at every turn, they're saddled with financial burdens, regulatory burdens, and regulatory compliance requirements that make it impossible for them to afford and the risks. So risk-taking is inherent in business. When you make risk-taking even riskier, in other words, you create a government barrier that says, hey, look, you go down this road and you're liable to be prosecuted. For most businesses that are in the growth phase, small to medium-sized businesses, it becomes something that they view as an absolute barrier, and they just move around it. They can't deal with it. And that means that fewer people are employed. That means that fewer inventions take place. That means that the rest of the world, where these restraints may not be present in particular areas, may develop things faster than we do, may be able to experience greater upward mobility than our society provides today, where genius can be turned into economic wealth through market processes, but here is shunned because of regulations that try to protect incumbents, mm-hmm. those in business, from competition.
Right.
So it's a mess, and it all is, you know, you can trace the reduction in the American standard of living and the loss of productivity and innovation in this country, which used to be such a massive engine of those things, directly to the growth of the administrative state. You look at the cost of the administrative state, not only in terms of what the federal government pays to maintain this massive monstrosity, but what those agencies impose on industry as an annual cost. Take the EPA, and it's in the billions and billions of dollars that industry is having to pay in order to comply. The same is true with the Food and Drug Administration. And now with net neutrality regulations in place this Friday by the Federal Communications Commission, you have a whole new common carrier type of regime to impose costs and burdens on the internet.
Right. Well, the monopoly we talked about in medicine, of course, you create many monopolies everywhere in terms of the regulation. Only the most wealthy, connected, global at this point, have access, and they basically stifle anybody else coming into play. Occasionally somebody sneaks in, and then they find a way to deal with it. But if we talk about reducing the regulation, that's what you hear, and we certainly hear it from Republicans that run, but the dismantling of the administrative agencies, we don't necessarily hear. And I want to ask you if there are any candidates that you've encountered that actually have awareness of and are able to speak on such subjects that actually mean it, that have that principled stance like Reagan did all those years ago.
Well, I think there are a few candidates on the Republican side that do have a ideological core to them, where they believe in limited government, free enterprise. And I think that Rand Paul is a good example. I think Ted Cruz is a good example. I think it's possible that some of the other candidates may fall into that same category. But unfortunately, the discussion is not focused on, at least thus far, on making a commitment to the United States Constitution and free enterprise and limited government into something that is translated beyond that to specific measures which would involve the dismantlement of the bureaucratic state, the administrative state. And that requires courage, vision, and a willingness to lead. Thus far, I have not seen any of the candidates boldly propose that approach. But I do think that it's imperative if we are going to financially survive and if individual liberty is going to become a hallmark of America and if our private sector is to thrive again and uplift all boats and create an environment where economic opportunity comes back into our society, where people can rise from rags to riches and do so in greater numbers. That's just it takes a lot of chutzpah. You got to have people willing to do what is required to fight against this monstrosity that we've created in the administrative agencies. And if somebody's willing to take them down and reassert the basic constitutional separation of powers, and stand for that, they would be an enormous hero. It would be a revolution that restored the principles of the founding of the Republic. But I just don't see anybody speaking clearly to that. It's very disturbing for me because the most important thing to me in the realm of politics is the rise of a person who's committed to reestablish the constitutional principles that limit government and expand individual liberty. And I just don't, other than platitudes to that effect, I don't see anybody offering any specifics.
Well, if we can't draft you to run for president, perhaps you can engage in the debates there and ask the questions that no one else will ask. We do it here together on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty, each week with Jonathan E. Moore, the FDA, NFTC, Dragon Slayer. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol.
I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Way is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Way and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, you're in the right place if you're looking for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Jonathan Eanbord here, Sacred Fire of Liberty. We got lots more to cover today, and just a little time to do it with Jonathan. Jonathan, the TPP, we've talked about it, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know, we are all about free trade. But unfortunately, most of these global agreements tend to be managed trade, and they're managing them for a small group of corporations that seem to be dominant on the global scale, And there's an article on at ZeroHedge.com indicating that the Obama administration is trying to push this through. Some Republicans even are on board with it. Looks like Big Pharma has got its hands all over this one, too.
Well, it's like so much nonsense in Congress with pork barrel legislation, you know, with earmarks. These international trade deals by an administration as corrupt as the Obama administration inevitably involve the provision of sweeteners for specific pre-chosen winners in the market. So I would not at all be surprised if Big Pharma is benefiting from this at the expense of potential sources of competition, if other major industry players are also benefiting from sweet deals that are being given to them through anti-competitive measures that are part of this thing that's allegedly a free trade deal. It's the lack of transparency is greatly disturbing, because if it were transparent, if we could see what they intend to do in particular, we would be able to judge for ourselves whether it was a managed trade deal or a true free trade deal. But because of the secrecy, it really begs the suggestion is plain that that this is not something they want us to see. They want this to be done so that they can pick winners and losers. And it's a corrupt bargain, so that when they get out of office, they're going to have certain friends, and those friends are going to give them financial rewards for helping them out. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes in the corrupt system of politics that exists in these things, particularly when they're hidden, as this one is. For the administration that has claimed itself to be the most transparent in American history at the start, this has indeed been one of the least transparent. It's so opaque you can't even see to the other side of the glass. This is a dark and disturbing era in American history, because they have turned the lights off on the press.
But it's enough to just claim you're transparent nowadays. I mean, in an Orwellian way, it's redefined to mean opaque, but it sounds like it used to sound. So now it's doubly troubling that some of the Republicans are pushing this thing forward as fast tracking. Just agree and we'll find out what's in it when it passes, very much like Pelosi said about Obamacare to be. And the quote from Paul Ryan, who was, I think, vice presidential running candidate last go-round with Mitt Romney, He says it's declassified and made public once it's agreed to, as he's arguing for we should just go ahead with this fast track. So it tells me that the lines, the political lines, are blurred between left and right on this, and you don't know where things are really standing.
Yeah, that's a imprudent and unfortunate comment made by Ryan. I really do think that if he believes what he said, he has disqualified himself to be a president of the United States, because we ought not give any support to somebody who's going to advocate a cabal operating secretly to create a trade agreement. We need a public agreement. There's no reason why it shouldn't be public. It's like the Fed. Mm-hmm. I mean, with Ron Paul and the Fed, we need transparency, real transparency. We need to see what's going on here. If it's free trade you're advocating, then let us see what you're doing. If instead it's a managed trade deal where you're trying to give special benefits to specific industry leaders over others, that's just more repulsive, earmarking type of, you know, pork. And those days should be over. They're not, but they should be. We can't afford it in this country. We couldn't afford it originally, but we really can't afford it now.
Yeah, and I'm still, of all the candidates, looking at Rand Paul, recognizing that there's no such thing as a perfect candidate. As close to a principled man in my lifetime I've witnessed is Ron Paul in terms of principle. I don't sway from it. Doesn't even play politics for the most part in that regard. Rand is much more aware of the bureaucratic oligarchy and the administrative agencies. We'll continue to follow up as we are together each week doing the Sacred Fire of Liberty, though, Jonathan.
Yes, no question about it on Rand Paul.
Yep. So, thank you, my friend. Safe journey out across the Pacific pond to that 50th state there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I wish I could be there with you.
Well, we might talk to you from the seaside.
Yeah, next week. In the meantime, we'll be back with another hour of broadcast healing, because the power to heal, including politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.